Wyoming Governor Matt Mead was in Washington for the National Governors Association meeting, and the nation's opioid crisis was a central focus. Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo caught up with him and has this story.
The nation is now annually witnessing as many deaths from opioids and heroin as were lost during the entire Vietnam War. Governor Mead says policymakers have to think more broadly about the crisis.
You know, there's cause and effect in when you look at substance abuse because, you know, I started my life as a prosecutor in Gillette, and cocaine was the issue, and then crack was the issue, and then meth, and then crystal meth. And so I think it is really important that we look at opioid abuse because it's a little different because, quote, it's legal and a doctor gave it to me. But as we're looking at that, we can't forget the overall macro view that we have to have if substance abuse remains a problem.
Mead is a state's rights conservative, but he says this crisis is an issue where states like Wyoming need strong federal assistance, especially when it comes to the importation of deadly substances like fentanyl that's coming in from China and Mexico before being laced in drugs like heroin.
We need to clamp down on this, but we have to watch it in every other areas because it is a bit of a whack-a-mole situation. You hit on one area and heroin then pops up. So it's something we have to look at very broadly. It's not just an opioid problem. It's a substance abuse problem within our state and our country.
Dealing with this crisis could strain Wyoming's budget, so Mead says states need more federal assistance from everything from first responders to local health centers.
You know, I think it is important. I mean, not just Wyoming, but all states get money for health programs from the federal government, and I think our hope is the federal government is responsive to this as I think the state should be. And
Mead says it was good to hear from other governors on what they're doing on the ground because he wants to help stem the tide of addiction which is gripping many families.
You know, and it's, again, it's not just about the individual, it's the cost to our society when people are not able to function properly because they have an addiction problem. And so I had a great hearing what other states were doing yesterday. You know, I think there's opportunity for improvement in Wyoming and all states, and so we're going to keep after it.
While Mead says the White House is stepping up its efforts, other governors are more critical. North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper served on the president's opioid commission and says more is needed.
I've been concerned about it, and they have not moved fast enough.
Cooper says federal policymakers are forgetting a key part of the issue.
The big issue here is one they have not addressed, and that's medical coverage for everyone. I mean, quality health care coverage for everyone would do more than anything to address the opioid problem because we'd have quality treatment for everyone. And that is the main key right now.
But the administration continues to try to gut Obamacare, and Republicans in Congress repealed the Affordable Care Act's health insurance mandate. And for Republicans like Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, repealing Obamacare remains a goal, and they say it's a separate issue from the opioid crisis.
Education, funding, involvement of the medical community, involvement with the patient community, the mental health community, all of those are important.
Barrasso is a doctor, and he says a part of what's needed is better training for the medical community.
The opioid crisis continues to be very significant nationwide, but certainly in Wyoming as well. I met with a number of physicians today, as well as last week in the state of Wyoming. Clearly, doctors are now realizing just how addictive these substances are that I don't think doctors recognized early on as they were prescribing. So there's a whole new attention to prescribing as well as treatment.
Congress has to pass a government funding bill by the end of March, and health advocates are fighting to get billions of dollars more directed to combating the epidemic. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.